Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Thursday, May 22nd, 2014. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We're coming up here, of course, on the Memorial Day weekend. And a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. Sam is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Now, a couple of program notes here. Today in our third hour, Alan Wiesbecker is going to be our on-air guest. He's another one of these young Hollywood filmmakers up and coming who are willing to stand up and say something is wrong with the official story. And so he'll be on the air later today. On Thursday, May 29th, a week from today, James Fetzer will be on to talk about Jim Norvell's book, which has new evidence that suggests Lee Harvey Oswald was an undercover informant for the U.S. government who helped the FBI foil a JFK assassination plot in Chicago. Then the plotters for the assassination set him up to be the patsy down there in Dallas, Texas. On Friday, June 13th, Dr. Gilbert Levin will be returning to our show talking about some of the new and somewhat bizarre announcements we're getting from NASA regarding the Curiosity probe on Mars. And they seem to be hemming and hawing and dancing around the question of whether there's life on Mars. It looks like NASA is trying to find a way to say, yes, they found life on Mars, but without having to admit that they were wrong all the way from today going back to 1976 and the Viking landers. So we'll be talking to him about that. Now, John Kerry came out with a very bizarre statement saying there's a total failure by Venezuela's government in keeping its promises to the opposition, including respect for the rights of protesters. Boy, do we not remember this from Kiev a few months back? Oh, the protest, it's democracy in action, it's the will of the people, you can't harm those protesters. They're playing the same game all over again. Rights of the protesters. And protesters do have rights, but these are not genuine protesters. There's an article in globalresearch.ca about the terrorism that's been going on in Venezuela that is part of the opposition's campaign to oust the government by force. It's another regime change. I mean, they totally screwed up Ukraine with this game, but never one to learn from their mistakes, they're going to do it in Venezuela. And I hate to blow my own horn here. I told you Venezuela was on the U.S. government's special high-interest targets list because they dared sell their oil to other countries for currencies other than the U.S. dollar. So now the U.S. is going to go into Venezuela. That's what Kerry is signaling. And I guess they just don't really care if we know it or not anymore because they've succeeded in completely isolating the political system from we, the American people. It's now basically a giant discount store for the moneyed interest to come on in and just say, oh, we need to invade Venezuela. All right, fine. We'll take a few million American kids and drop them into Venezuela now. And Saudi Arabia and who knows where all else. And they're already garrisoning Africa. Now, getting over to the Ukraine, Kiev has announced they're ready for the final stage of the military operation in East Ukraine to clear out the terrorists. Now, it's not going so well. We're a month on, and Kiev's troops, who we understand are not enthusiastic about shooting their fellow Ukrainian citizens, are not doing very well. And they're meeting stiff opposition. In fact, we're just getting word the Luhansk People's Republic has announced a full mobilization. They're basically getting ready to say, yes, this is now a civil war, and we are preparing for it. Apparently, some of the eastern Ukrainians attacked a Kiev military checkpoint in Donetsk, and they killed about 11 people there. This thing is deteriorating into a civil war. Thousands and thousands of people are going to die because the U.S. government and the European Union didn't want Ukraine to go do business with Russia. You will come enslave yourself to the euro and the dollar. And if you won't, we will trip off a civil war in your country and you will lose a lot of people because that's just the cost of doing business. All righty. Let's see. We're going to take a phone call. John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, this is Ukraine, Michael. Aloha, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Can you remember me mentioning a few weeks ago about Greystone?
Yes.
Well, there was an article published, prompting from me, of course, in The Nation, and it's gone all the way to the Prime Minister. Questions are being asked. I don't think they'll last very long in Barbados. It's illegal to operate a mercenary army from Barbados. But anyway, how do we know they are Greystone in Ukraine? Well, there were several of these men killed and captured. 13 killed and I believe a similar number captured. And it's come out through the pro-Russian activists, obviously through the Russian intelligence network to RT, and it's been published that these mercenaries are from Greystone in a limited company based and registered in Barbados. So it looks like we're scoring a little victory here. Rivero's Rangers are on the march.
Well, it's a call to keyboards. And, you know, very much just getting the word out. It's like that caller yesterday was saying, it's time to talk to everybody. It's time to allow yourself to feel angry about what's going on and just start talking to everybody. They can't shout down 300 million Americans no matter how many TV networks they've got. That's just the hard fact of the numbers right there.
Well, I was also shocked today to read that as far as Mr. Kerry and the State Department in the U.S. is concerned, all options are on the table with Venezuela. Have they forgotten the supercruiser and the two Russian B-1 bomber lookalikes, the Swallow, the White Swallow, or the White Swan, they call it?
Well, I mean, what's really obvious, you know, it's amazing that apparently John Kerry and the Obama administration are absolutely convinced that we don't recognize this as a replay of what we just went through in Kiev, not to mention Iran and Chile and the Philippines and Cuba. This is the game the U.S. government's been playing since the end of World War II. Go in, destabilize the country, bring down the government, put in a U.S. puppet. They've been trying to capture Venezuela and its oil reserves. There was that coup d'etat against Hugo Chavez that failed. And now that Hugo Chavez is gone, they've been trying to say, oh, please come back and sell your oil only for the U.S. dollar. And Venezuela says, no, we can't take those dollars back to the U.S. and get anything that we want. We don't want your manufactured products. They're all crud. I have a story later on about Office Depot that just cuts right to the heart of that. Nobody wants our GMO agriculture. And so I've been saying all along, with Venezuela refusing to sell their oil only for the U.S. dollar, it was only a matter of time before they made the U.S. government's special high-interest targets list, and here we are today with Kerry out there, all options on the table with Venezuela. And
the foreign policy, Michael, of this current administration isn't going too well, considering Libya, Syria, China, Russia, Iran now joining together in a mutual defense agreement pact.
Yeah, that's definitely a major, major breakthrough, and it's gonna change the game dramatically. And we're gonna be talking about that in a little bit, okay?
Okay, right, Michael, I'll let you get on. Thanks for letting me on the call.
All right, thank you very much. Yeah, we're coming up here on a commercial break. The U.S. government is already out there spinning the credibility of the upcoming Ukrainian vote. Oh, yes, we're sure it's going to be accurate and fair and honest. No, it isn't. All the candidates are from the junta. It doesn't matter how the Ukrainian people vote. The junta will remain in power. It's all for show. It's all window dressing. We'll be right back.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Well, there's drugs to get you up, and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor, and there's drugs you get downtown. And there's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is going to be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules, little...
And, hi, America, welcome back to our show here. Now, getting on back to the situation in Ukraine a few days ago, Vladimir Putin announced they were going to pull their troops back from the Ukrainian border, and the U.S. government came out and said, they're lying, we demand proof, you know, which, if... the United States needs proof of what the Russian troops are doing on the Ukrainian border. It tells us that all those very expensive spy satellites the U.S. has have all quit working. Well, today, NATO is saying that, yeah, it does look like Russia is preparing to pull their forces back from the Ukrainian border. And, again, we have Vladimir Putin trying to tamp the situation down, keep it low-key. The U.S. and Europe that are trying to just ramp it up to wars and violence and all the rest of that. Plus, if any of you have ever read The Art of War by Sun Tzu, you understand the advice of attacking the enemy where they're weakest. And where the United States is weakest right now is that dollar. And it looks like Russia and China are well aware of that. And World War III may be ended not with nuclear weapons, but with an economic catastrophe. Now, a very bizarre story. This came out of Blacklisted News. The Senate's Committee on Foreign Relations held a hearing on renewing the authorization for the use of force in Iraq and Afghanistan. And they were asking the Department of Defense, who exactly are we at war with and the Department of Defense refused to answer. The Department of Defense wants the authorization to go to war, and we're not going to tell you who with. That's their attitude. Now, there's something about that authorization for the use of force that you need to remember. Back in 2003, when that bill was passed by the United States Congress to sort of write a blank check for war to George Bush, there were some conditions in it. And in his letter of transmittal to the United States Congress activating the authorization for the use of force, George W. Bush claimed that Iraq had banned weapons of mass destruction, which they didn't, and that Iraq was connected with 9/11, which even George Bush later on videotape admitted they weren't. George Bush lied to the Congress to activate the authorization for the use of force in Iraq and Afghanistan. And that means the wars were illegal by virtue of those lies. The conditions in the authorization for the use of force were not, in fact, met. So we have President George Bush, and then later on Barack Obama, using America's military, your tax money paid for defense, your kids in uniform, for private little wars for profit. Now, when they catch a member of the Congress using government planes for private personal purposes, they make the congressman pay back the money. So I think at the very least, we ought to be sending the entire bill for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan to George W. Bush and say, you have to replace this money in the U.S. Treasury. Now, I know it sounds like a lot of money, but the Bush family is rather wealthy, I understand. But again, lie after lie after lie after lie after lie. Speaking of lies, down in the nation of Chad, I guess that's where Florida gets all their dangling Chads for those rigged elections, they're fanning the Nigerian girls. We don't know where they are. And the United States is sending in military forces to Chad because Nigeria said, no, please don't come in here. And so the U.S. government is saying, all right, well, we're going to go into the neighboring country and we're going to fly overhead and look for the Nigerian girls. Without the Nigerian government's permission. Now, the reality is, as of right now, the United States military is on the ground in the following African nations. Mali, remember all the gold? They need to replace what's missing from the Bank of France and the New York Federal Reserve. Burkina Faso, Niger, Chad, Nigeria, the Central African Republic, South Sudan, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Uganda, Kenya, Somalia, Ethiopia, and Djibouti. The United States military has already garrisoned that belt across the middle of Africa. Rommel would be proud at their success of what's going on down there. Meanwhile, turning over to Thailand, and martial law was declared because of all the violent riots and protests against their corrupted government. And for the last couple of days, we've been hearing from the military commanders, it's not a coup, it's not a coup, it's not a coup, it's not a coup. And then today they're saying, yeah, it's a coup. The military has now taken control of the government. Might be an improvement. Might not. But at least it's a change. Meanwhile, over by the Koreas, warships have exchanged fire near the disputed sea boundary. They're still pushing. Remember, the United States wants a state of war with China. They don't want to actually fight it, but they want a declared state of war against China and Russia to force all of the U.S. allies to abandon the ruble and the yuan and enslave themselves back to the dollar. That's what these wars are really all about. And the U.S. plan to get into a conflict with China is currently operating through three different vectors. The first is ratcheting up tensions between the Koreas. The second is using Japan to provoke a confrontation over the Senkaku Islands. And the third is through Vietnam regarding the oil platform and the Spratly Islands. Just trying to just ramp it up any way they can get it, any way at all. Now, China has now responded. And John in Barbados was making a reference to this. China has now called for a new Asian security cooperative structure with Russia and Iran. It's a regional group that specifically excludes the United States. This is going to be a major problem, because what this means is, if they move forward, and there's no reason for them not to, any attack on Iran by Israel or the United States of America will mean a real shooting hot war with Russia and China. And I would hope the leadership in Washington, D.C., as much as they want a new Cold War with Russia and China, I would hope that war with Russia and China is going to be a losing proposition for the United States of America. So it's major brinksmanship going on over there. Now, following the historic deal with China, in which Russia and China are now trading across their borders for their own currencies, they're buying and selling natural gas and other resources only for their own currencies, Russia has announced they are going to build 8 new nuclear power plants in Iran. Now, obviously, in order to provide fuel rods for the civilian nuclear power plants in Iran, which Iran is legally allowed to have under the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty, Iran is going to have to be allowed to keep a reasonable number of centrifuges. So that situation is dynamically changing. Putin is playing this all brilliantly. Meanwhile, China has halted all U.S. dollar transactions with banks in Afghanistan. They will deal with the Afghan currency or with the yuan. They will not use any more dollars. This is the beginning of the fall of the dollar internationally. Countries are breaking away from the imperial rule of the dollar faster than the U.S. can conquer them. And it's only a matter of time before it all comes crashing down. We now have 80 nations aligned with BRICS who are all talking about dropping the dollar. There are, at last count, 132 nations who want to de-link from the global banking cartel. All those private central banks all over the world network together that sit on top of the national banks. Well, the 132 nations are saying, we don't really need that. It's a recipe for economic disaster. We saw it in Europe. We saw it in the United States of America. We're just going to cut our losses and leave right now. It's all coming apart, this dream of a new world order, a single fascist dictatorship over the planet. It's coming to an end. We'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on Medical Tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, turning over to Lebanon, they are still unable to elect a president. Now, in the Lebanese system of government, the parliament elects the president, but they have been unable to reach a quorum because of all the turmoil going on there, and they're going to basically try and get everybody in there and sort of hold the parliament in limbo until enough people show up, then they'll immediately declare an open session and elect a president. Now, speaking of elections, of course, we're coming up on the British elections. Nigel Farage's UKIP party's been doing very, very well in the polls. He is opposed vehemently by the European Union and the New World Order and globalists, and he has come under intense attack by the media. Now, over at the BBC, Jasmine Lawrence, who is one of the BBC editors, and she was going to be helping to lead the BBC News coverage of the elections, put out on Twitter saying that UKIP is racist and sexist, and of course that violates the BBC's policy, at least officially in public, of being neutral. So she's been removed from her position for the election coverage, and she shut down her Twitter account. But we saw the same kind of smears by the U.S. media against Ron Paul, who was hugely popular, huge grassroots support in 2008, 2012. But gosh darn it, those bankers don't want him, and Israel doesn't want him, and that's just going to be the end of that. To heck with this will of the people crud. What, do you think we're living in a democracy or something? Now, over at Huffington Post, Asa Bennett made the claim that UKIP's attention to who owns the corporate media is an act of anti-Semitism. Now, I got an email from somebody on the ground there saying that there are physical attacks on the UKIP party candidates going on right now. They are absolutely adamant not to let Nigel Farage and his UKIP party grab any power, because their agenda, and the reason they are so popular is they want to enforce immigration regulation on Great Britain, close all those open doors and barriers, and they're seriously they want to de-link from the European Union before it drags them down into poverty. Now, as we know, we're coming up soon on the Pope's visit to Israel. I'm very, very concerned about him being used for some kind of a false flag terror stunt to anger all the world's Christians against the Muslims. And there's another reason to be concerned, because the Vatican just announced today that while he is in Israel, the Pope will demand a sovereign, independent Palestine, which is not going to make him any friends in the Israeli government. So, Pope, if you're listening, you keep those Kevlar vestments on, and I really wish you would take a Pope mobile with you, because there's a lot of people in that part of the world that are not going to like you when you're out there talking about a sovereign, independent Palestine. And you could be very useful for somebody to try and revive the war agenda against the Muslims, a new holy crusade. Meanwhile, also in Israel, the parents of Rachel Corrie are again mounting an appeal to Israel's Supreme Court over the murder of Rachel Corrie by bulldozer. And, of course, the Israeli courts continue to try and protect Israel and the government, and saying the bulldozer driver was a complete accident. The driver couldn't see her. And yet we have photos from just seconds before she was run over that make it very, very clear that the bulldozer driver could and should have seen her. But we're looking at the aftermath of this shooting in Palestine, at just how blatantly and callously Israel lies. At first they said there was no live rounds in the area where these two Palestinian kids were shot down, and then they're coming back and say, well, they deserved it anyhow, they were suspected terror, and just all this stuff. Complete inability, unwillingness to admit when they have done something wrong. It's always somebody else's fault. It's the anti-Semites. It's the Gentiles. Remember when Bernie made off with the loot, finally got popped for a $65 billion Ponzi scheme, and his wife was running around saying, oh, it's all the fault of the Gentiles. We didn't do anything wrong. We're supposed to take all the money. And it's the Gentiles' fault. It's the anti-Semites. It's the Jew haters. Absolutely crazy people. Now, we have been commenting over the last few days about this sudden surge of comments by leaders about how Americans need to trust the government, that you're wrong-headed if you don't trust the government, according to Obama. There was that lady over on MSNBC that was saying anybody who doubted the official story about anything was morally reprehensible. And there's this real big push by the government. They finally, I think, are confronting the reality that nobody in the United States takes their word for anything anymore. And a lot of backlash has been coming up against this article that came up in Newsweek, which was titled, "The Plots to Destroy America, Conspiracy Theories Are a Clear and Present Danger." So now they're trying to declare that anybody suggesting an alternative view of events is now a clear and present danger. In a way, they're right. Because when you have a government that survives through lies, fraud, and deception, and you take away their ability to lie to the public with impunity, it is a clear and present danger to that government, but not to the nation. And they're out there hurling conspiracy theorists. They're trying to use it as a pejorative. But at this late stage, it's not going to work, because too many of the observations and allegations made by the independent media over the last 20 years have turned out to be absolutely correct. Like the failure of global warming, the fact that Saddam didn't have any nuclear weapons. So this is a really kind of, I smell fear inside the Beltway of Washington, D.C. Okay. And inside Wall
yes.
Street.
Yes, I want to
the lies and illusions they carefully constructed over the last century are falling apart rapidly, and they don't have anything else to replace them. So there's this plaintive, please go back to trusting us, please go back to trusting us. And it's got one of two possible interpretations. The first and most obvious is they're still trying to bolster their illusion of governmental infallibility on the United States people and the people of planet Earth. That I don't think is going to work. Or they may, in fact, be reckless enough to try a new false flag, and they're trying to somehow bolster their credibility ahead of that fact, which would explain why my mailbox continues to be filled with all kinds of kooky stuff that they're trying to, damage the reputation of the independent media with. You know, like the caller yesterday with the chemtrails, part of Cass Sunstein's cognitive infiltration. I mean, the U.S. government is spending your tax dollars to come out and play dirty tricks on the independent media. I dare anybody to show me where in the Constitution the federal government's allowed to do that. I mean, it's bad enough if they're spending their own money to come out and play dirty tricks on the independent media. But they're spending your money. They're not going to use their own money. They're supposed to keep their own money. They're going to use your money to lie to you. That's what it's for. That's what you're there for. Very critical article over at Aletho News about Noam Chomsky and the willful ignorance of 9/11, where Noam Chomsky is still out there pushing the Kool-Aid that there's really no evidence of anything strange or unusual about the collapse of World Trade Center Building 7. You know, and he's out there saying, oh, only a couple of people take that seriously. I mean, how silly can you be? And it's very obvious there's something weird about Building 7. Remember, earlier in the week, they were trying to put out this trial balloon about how the World Trade Center buildings were intentionally designed to come straight down into their footprint in the event anything happened. That they got laughed off the podium with that one. But Noam Chomsky is out there continuing to protect Israel and all of its myths and legends at all costs. And by the way, in June, we're going to have Norman Finkelstein on our show. He just confirmed today. We haven't set a date because he's off and about on his travels, but we're going to have Norman Finkelstein on our show as well. Now, getting on down to Guantanamo Bay, there is alarming new evidence that has surfaced. There were three men, Yasser Talal al-Zahrani, Salah Ahmed al-Salami, and Mani Shaman al-Utaibi, who all died on the same night of June 9th, 2006, and Guantanamo basically said they all killed themselves as an act of asymmetric warfare against the United States of America. Well, apparently, newly released pages from the Naval Criminal Investigation Service are pointing to a different explanation. These three men were tortured to death by the United States government. And now you know why, even though one-third of those prisoners have been cleared for release by the military tribunal, Obama won't let them go because of what they know about what the U.S. did. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So I want to go back to what we were talking about before the commercial break. Three men died on the same night at Guantanamo. The official story proclaimed to all was they all committed suicide as an act of asymmetric warfare against the United States of America. And now evidence has surfaced from their own internal documents. These men were tortured to death. And it was not unique. We know that the United States was torturing Iraqis to death in Abu Ghraib to find weapons of mass destruction that turned out not to exist. For all you Franz Kafka fans out there. This is something Americans have to confront. The U.S. government tortures people to death. The U.S. government tortures people to death. I would compare the United States government to the Nazis here, but then I get all that nasty email from the Nazis saying their feelings are being hurt. Let's see, coming back in here, Fox News is giving a lot of play to this debate over the commercial ventures at the 9/11 Museum. Nonsense. They're promoting the museum. They're using this controversy to get people to line up and go to the museum and be indoctrinated to the official story of 9/11 and pay no attention to Building 7 and Qatar charges. And the Secret Service just standing there doing nothing while Bush reads about pet goats. You will go to the museum. You will be indoctrinated. There'll probably be 9/11 museums in every city in America soon, right next door to those Holocaust museums. And you will believe as you are told to believe. We're going to grab some phone calls here. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. About Belgium. Do you ever hear of a company called Euroclear?
No, can't say as I have.
Yeah, that's the clearinghouse where that treasuries are supposed to be going through.
Oh, and, is that part of the Bank of International Settlements?
Yep, and it's also a company called Clearstream, Luxembourg in
them.
Europe.
I've heard of them,
you know who is a founder of Euroclear is J.P. Morgan.
Okay.
So that's where the... isn't there a listener that calls in from the Netherlands? I wonder if they can do more research on Euroclear from Belgium over there.
Noceum.
Yeah.
Noceum from the Netherlands. All right, I'll ask him the next time he calls into the show, and he may even be listening right now. Anything else, Dustin?
This is going to be way off subject. It's about... Did you ever see the documentary on the Titanic where the theory is it was switched with the Olympic?
I have, and it's a load of nonsense because the two ships were not identical. They worked with the three designs. They made improvements to the blueprints between the ships here. The Titanic down on B deck had a whole array of these sort of trendy themed restaurants, and because of that, the portholes were spaced irregularly. Well, on the Olympic, they got rid of most of those restaurants because they weren't doing all that well, and they just put more cabins in there, and the portholes are spaced regularly. The promenade deck was enclosed only partly on the Titanic and completely on the Olympic. There's a bunch of other differences as well. This is just more of these nonsensical things that get put out there by the government onto the Internet to make us look like we're silly kind of kooks here. So thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Dan in South Carolina. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Aloha. Just a couple of footnotes of what you and John and Barbados were talking about. The actual headline in the Nation News down there today was War Link. And they did seem to make big store out of this connection with the Barbados and the mercenaries of Blackwater Greystone Academy, whatever. Footnote number two, the first official act of India's prime minister, his name is, I don't know if I can pronounce it or not, Narendra Modi, his first official act was to schedule talks with Pakistan.
Yeah, well, he invited the prime minister of Pakistan to his swearing-in. I mean, in diplomacy, that was a major honor. And it does signal that the new government of India wants to seek closer relations with Pakistan. That's going to be a threat to the U.S. agenda, which is trying to basically co-opt Pakistan right now and doesn't need Pakistan and India to become all buddy-buddy again.
Well, that was going to be my point. And the next question is now, where does Afghanistan fit into all this? I'll bet you we'll be hearing about that pretty soon.
Well, the U.S. is trying to find a reason to go back into Afghanistan because most of Afghanistan is not under the control of the puppet regime. Same situation that they have in Libya. But the U.S. is facing a major problem. How do they sell to the American people a need to reinvade a nation they invaded and conquered only a few years ago? Americans really aren't going to go for that one.
Well, I just, you know, yes, well, I'll be very interested to see what happens next. Thanks very much, Michael.
All right, you got it. Thanks an awful lot. Thanks an awful lot. Now then, interesting story just came in, and this is in the Daily Mail. Apparently, Germany's highest court has declared it has the right to prosecute a 95-year-old American man who has been accused of being a notorious Nazi commander. They don't actually know it, but hey, it's an excuse to wag Nazis at you again. And every time they start wagging Nazis at us, it means Israel's about to do something really, really nasty. The guy's 95. He might not even survive the trip over there. What is Israel going to do when they run out of real, living Nazis? I mean, it was the middle of the last century, and there's hardly any of them. What are they going to do? Start going after the children? This is the son of a notorious Nazi commander, and we have to punish him for the crimes of... You know, they've run out the clock on this wagging the Nazis and Hitler and everything at us. And it is all over the cable channels right now. Now, somebody sent me this very alarming ad out of Craigslist. And apparently a U.S. government contractor is seeking role players for a mock simulated disaster in Atlanta scheduled to take place June 27th, 28th, and 29th. Now, this is of concern because of all the simulated drills that seem to be taking place just when a real event happens. We know that FEMA was on the ground in New York the night before 9/11 for a drill. There was a simulated mass hijacking drill going on during 9/11, which is why nobody knew which were the real hijacked planes and which weren't. We know that during the London 7/7 tube bombing, there was a drill practicing a tube bombing going on at the same time. We know at the Boston Marathon, there was a disaster drill taking place at the same time the real bomb supposedly went off. And by the way, earlier today, we were seeing the statement from the U.S. government that they've now determined that the highly sophisticated bombs deployed at Boston, the Tsarnaev brothers couldn't have created them without outside help. They've been wagging Al-Qaeda at us all week long as well. So, again, Washington, D.C.'s philosophy seems to be, if at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. And if we make it big enough and bloody enough, people will just accept it and go along with it. I don't think so. Very alarming story coming out of Russia today. Apparently, last summer, there was a drill in which simulated terrorists took over a nuclear weapon silo on Malmstrom Air Force Base in Montana. And then they were supposed to recapture it and secure the nuclear weapon. And they were unable to do so. So apparently from this drill, it's possible to steal a nuclear missile in the United States, and the launch code is set to 00000000. What could possibly go wrong? And remember, for all this talk about Iran's nuclear bombs and Iraq's nuclear bombs and all the rest of it, in all of human history, one and only one nation has actually used a nuclear weapon of mass destruction against the civilians of another country. And that nation who committed that horrible act is the United States of America. TSA is ordering more ammo, 24 million rounds of what is called .357 SIG ammo. This is a specialized round. It's basically a 40 caliber case necked down to take a 9 millimeter bullet. These are hollow points. They are hypervelocity rounds. They are not suitable for target practice. The government is spending your money to prepare to murder you for complaining about how the government spends your money. What's going on? All right, we got to take a break for our top of the hour blurb, and we will be right back.